Hi everyone, morning. I'm Chloe Target Adams. I lead our race promotion business at Formula One, and it's a pleasure to be with you here today at the Host City Conference, talking about how Formula One sees the future of major events. Okay, let me see if I can work the technology. So, Formula One, where are we now? We have a new goal, which is to unleash the greatest racing spectacle on the planet. And the business was acquired by a US corporate investment vehicle in 2017, Liberty Media, which owns a number of media, entertainment, and communications business. And really what we did at the beginning of last year was take a good hard look at ourselves and really decide that it all starts with the fan. So we're putting the fans at the forefront of what we do from now on. And I'm just going to show you a short video. The violence that we're laughing on the dock.
They have crashed! What the f***?
This guy's moving.
Yeah!
Oh! It's a fantastic sport.
It is something else, I'll tell you.
Every Formula One race is like an Olympic.
It's amazing, it's beautiful.
Don't get any better than this.
So, Formula One, where are we today? So we're aspirational and we're also inspirational. We're repositioning from a sports brand to a sports and entertainment brand. We want to appeal to from the young to the old and really drive up our fan engagement across all demographics. And we really celebrate the sporting and technical achievement at the highest level. And so it's how we now look to partner more and deliver that great fan experience and content through music, film, esports, fantasy, food, and fashion. So we have a deep heritage, 68 years of racing with over 990 races to date. In Shanghai at our Chinese Grand Prix next year, we'll be celebrating our 1,000th Grand Prix. And Formula One, we are fortunate that we partner with iconic brands, whether that's from our teams ourselves, from Ferrari, Aston Martin, Red Bull, Daimler, Mercedes, our global partners like Rolex, DHL, Pirelli, but also the destination cities and countries where we race, Singapore, Melbourne, Australia, France, Italy, across the 21 countries where our global footprint is, five continents. And we're one of the most popular sports in the world with over 505 million fans. So really, when we look at ourselves now, we believe that we lead the way in frequency, footprint, and fan base on how we position ourselves against other major global sporting series. So we have a season every year from March through to September. We're global and we're regional across our 21 markets currently. And our fan base is over 500 million. So this gives you that global kind of snapshot of our 21 races, countries, and five continents. It's 9 months of racing from March through to December with testing outside of that. And a new initiative we've introduced over the past year is fan festivals, of how we bring that spectacle to the town on a more kind of easy-to-access basis. So we ran four fan festivals this year, tied in with our races in Shanghai, in Marseille, with the launch of the French Grand Prix, in Milan to celebrate our Monza event, but also in Miami in a potential new market that we're looking at. And across 2019, we're looking at growing that to 9 fan festivals. So our core market is European-based, and that's a very important heritage market for us. We've also had strong presence in Latin America, as shown by our TV audience and our fans and our race attendance. Our strategic markets as we grow with North America, Asia, APAC. So the benefits to host cities. So we see some really key benefits to host cities, which obviously is economic impact, as I'm sure the number of you will be familiar with, that international branding on our global exposure on our platforms. the induced tourism capability. So if we look at our Singapore race over the 10 years that we've been racing there in Singapore, our promoter and the government of Singapore has found that's provided 1.4 billion value in tourism receipts for them. And over 90% of the race and event organisation is localised to Singaporean companies, which really brings in how that supports the wider event industry in that place. We find Formula One also becomes a pinnacle point of that major events calendar as the host city, the region, decides to showcase themselves to the world and really drive up interest in their city. Also adds business and investment confidence. So again, as we look at some more data on this, the Formula One USA Grand Prix produces 700 million of economic benefit year on year to the Austin metro area. We're all familiar with the job creation of hosting a major event provides. We look at Canadian Grand Prix, 640 direct jobs. Silverstone, Northampton has obviously been a key race on our calendar for a while. That direct job creation is around 1,000 to 1,200 jobs each year. I think the tourism activity is something that's really key. So we have over 200,000 attendees put for Formula One Grand Prix race weekends, on average 50% from overseas. And around 65% of those international non-local fans normally spend around 3 days or more in the region visiting other parts of the country. One of our new initiatives is our F1 Experiences program, of how we really tailor that tourism and that travel benefit and really market the wider region in which we are placed. So obviously a big part of why Formula One adds value for a host city and region is the TV coverage, the global visibility. We're fortunate enough to have a TV audience of 1.8 billion cumulatively, and we're looking to grow that. Equally, our digital and social exposure is really in the growth stage. We're the fastest growing sport on social media with around 55% year-on-year growth. We did start from a fairly low base, though, I will say that. At the moment, we've got 45 million unique users on F1 digital platforms and over 375 million social media impressions are generated per race. So how we're looking to work with our destination cities now is really kind of get that core marketing global visibility and see how we can amplify it and elevate it from much more dedicated destination edits in our global TV coverage to rolling out host city designations and official promoter designations and status, which can be used in year-round promotional materials and across our digital and social platforms. I think one of the areas that is probably we have not talked enough about over the last couple of years is the community benefits that Formula One can provide. From that civic pride and community participation of how our promoters and us at Formula One look to partner with and elevate local business, creating win-win partnerships. And we're really developing initiatives to bring in that local SME community year on year. So whether that is business breakfast with the local Chamber of Commerce or on-site activation during the race weekend or actually throughout the year in terms of promotion of the event itself. So volunteering, obviously a race ambassador program, also on the safety and regulatory side, the Marshall program that gets delivered. I think we have roughly around 10,000 volunteers per race, and that obviously depends on each location. F1 in schools. Now, this is the largest educational STEM challenge in the world. It's 48 countries currently, and we started from around 200,000 participants in 2004, and we've grown to over kind of 1.3 million students that now take part. The challenge engages across curriculum and teaches life and employability skills, and essentially what it is that children between the ages of kind of 9 and 15 participate in creating their own Formula One team and build a Formula One car based out of balsa wood. And it's they learn broadcast skills, marketing skills, business administration skills, as well as the engineering and technical skills. Our Formula One teams and ourselves, with our motorsport team headed up by Ross Brawn, are now heavily involved in this. So it is that unique experience to get closer to sport and technology on the education and the learning side that I think really sets Formula One apart. So our case study, our Australian Grand Prix, in Melbourne, which we've been fortunate enough to partner with since the mid-90s. It's a fantastic event. So it's Australia's biggest pop-up event. It helps maintain Albert Park for 6 million people per year. And I think one of the way it really delivers value for the state of Victoria and for our race promotion does a fabulous job is how they really engage with that networking opportunity and business diplomacy. It's used as a B2B platform for international trade to align with Victoria's trade mission and attract B2B engagement along that side. And it also engages on that industry and technology innovation with round tables that are set up with Victorian startups and a heavily STEM focus with RMIT coming in. They have, I think it is over 30,000 school children attending across the course of the event. So it really inspires and engages future generations. It also helps export talents around the world with the services that the Australian events industry then gains from that experience. And I'm pleased to say in launching our Vietnamese Grand Prix that the Australian trade relations and services, I think, are now going to be used by our Vietnamese Grand Prix promoter. So it's recognised and respected by industry experts and international event organisers. And it also plays a big part in supporting the regional tourism strategy, the March Madness being one of them. So if we look at some of the data, it's said to increase Victoria's gross state product by between 32 million and 39 million, which is a pretty substantial value benefit and return on investment. It generates between 351 and 411 full-time equivalent jobs. And the Grand Prix alone provides a media or advertising equivalent value of 35.6 million to Victoria. And across our 15-year attendance average, it averages around 309,000 attendees. And we're still looking to grow that with our race promoter, the Australian Grand Prix Corporation. So I particularly like John Erin, the Minister for Tourism's quote, when he says the Grand Prix has become a pillar of Victoria's world-class events and sports calendar, and we're proud again to be hosting the season opener in 2019. So really, the Australian Grand Prix and how it brands Melbourne, it becomes more than a logo, more than a race circuit, and more than a four-day event. And I think it's interesting how they really dial up the Melbourne branding across the track, and we are working with them on that host designation, and particularly for next year as a part of a real launch of our season, going into Federation Square, into downtown, and bringing that spectacle to the entire city of Melbourne for the week of the race. So 2018 marks a significant milestone in Australian motorsport history as they celebrated 90 years since the first Australian Grand Prix, and we're obviously seeing how we can work on the next so many years to keep Formula One and Melbourne as a very successful, valuable partnership on both sides. Thank you very much.